It was just pretty naff. It's pretty naff. The thing that snapped it for me was demonstration. People were praying for me, but somebody demonstrated to me. And the person who demonstrated is stood next to me. God is perfect. While I was feeling very overwhelmed by situations, I stopped seeing what was going on around me and I focused in. And I absolutely know that's not what you should do, but I got drawn into it. And I didn't see what was going on for Dave and Dave's family. And Dave got up the other week and shared more or less identical situation about employment, about health and other things. But Dave demonstrated the ideal that you should be. In God, I am standing here. This is just a situation, and in God, I'm going to take it. Dave broke that for me, and you probably see me. I was in an absolute mess because of the guilt. I thought, you idiot, you've been a Christian for how long? God is gracious and just picked me up and supported me through that. Now, I've been praying and praying and praying, and I absolutely know it's my mind that's the issue. It's nothing else. So Emma gave me a book a while ago and it's taken me so long to read a chapter. But one of the things that stood out was in Romans 12 and it says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect of God. And it's little steps. I've done little steps. I'm here because I'm not being stuck in that seat anymore. I'm here because I've got testimony to give. Months ago, I walked through the door and Mike went, how's your week been? And I went, oh, it's all right, yeah. Actually, in that week, I'd been told I'm going to be in a wheelchair for 2 years. And I had been told, actually, it's not the surgery I'm going to get. It's basically carpal tunnel in my wrist. Well, I won't need a wheelchair for that. So I should have been skipping in and I wasn't. I was like, oh, still surgery, still fed up. God has done miracle after miracle. Sam's auntie was prayed for about the cancer. And the same week, I prayed for a tumour on my dog's leg. But because it was my dog and I'd received a message about Sam's auntie, I thought, you know what, there's no way I'm getting up there saying that. Now, I've got photographic proof there was a big tumour. I've also got a vet up the back that I made look at. It's completely gone. The tumour went. She didn't need the surgery. She didn't need the anaesthetic. She didn't need antibiotics. The wound closed. There was no infection. It's gone. Yes, she's my dog. She's not a relative, but she's very important to me. It's gone. Last week, Col and I, what we didn't see was happening was it was attacking me and Col, and we were very much split. And I can't deal with you. Can't take your stuff on. I'm really crumbling. We really came together and we went to see a mortgage advisor. Well, I went to see a mortgage advisor. I was asking for a substantial amount of money. I haven't worked for 13 months. I've got no job to go to. I'm on maternity leave. Col currently isn't in a financial, and I was asking for a lot of money. I'm confident and a bit bolshy, but even that was like, you're having a laugh. I went in with my head down, just going, this is, and actually seeing other properties that were a lot less. And God told me, stop looking at, I've done something here. You need to show me, demonstrate your faith. And I was like, okay, really don't want to do this. And the meeting started off with the baby jumping all over me while this fella's trying to tell me all about these different things. So he's losing the will to live rapidly. I'm losing it because I'm going, this is, I actually walked out of that meeting with the gentleman saying, not only can I have the mortgage I want, I get to keep my current house and rent the current house out, which I never ever thought was an option. But just as a little bit of icing, I can't have the mortgage, but Col can. I can't tell you what that's done to Col's self-esteem and also mine, because it's took the responsibility off that I've got to whiz back to work despite surgery coming up. And God has moved in every aspect that I wasn't even aware of. He has filtered through different situations. And I came to the front last week with Emma and was very consumed with that little thing and didn't necessarily think I'd dealt with my stuff. That night I went to see Emma to make sure she was okay. I felt like I was Tigger. I was bouncing in and I've never had energy like that. I don't get energy like that. It's not natural. And I come away thinking, what's going on here? It was absolutely not natural. I'd put God first. I took my eyes off my situation and supported somebody who has absolutely inputted into my life. He blessed me with energy, and it was amazing. This morning, I haven't particularly come in full of energy, but seeing Jack, was ready to pick it up and run out with it. God is there in every little aspect, and if you give a window of opportunity to him, he will absolutely smash your ideal apart. It won't be a little bit. It won't be, you'll just have that. It will be, open your eyes and see what he's doing. If you don't feel he's doing anything, I guarantee you, he is there. You just need to take your eyes off your situation, as hard as that may be, and fix them on him. And if you don't know what that step is, go and stand with someone who you see a need with, and you'll be blessed through that.